How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
A Philadelphia doctor accused of performing illegal late-term abortions in a filthy clinic has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the deaths of three babies born alive. But he was acquitted in the death of a fourth baby. Dr. Kermit Gosnell was also found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the overdose death of a patient. Prosecutors say the 72-year-old Gosnell delivered babies alive and had their spines severed with scissors to kill them. The defense had argued there were no live births at the clinic. The grisly details of the case came out more than 2 years ago. That's when authorities described finding bags and bottles of fetuses at the foul-smelling clinic, as well as unsterile instruments that were reused. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Nicole Grether, The Associated Press.
That's the latest from the AP on the Kermit Gosnell murder verdict that came down late this afternoon. Joining us for a reaction to that verdict, Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Todd.
What is your general reaction to the news out of Philadelphia that Kermit Gosnell has been found guilty of those three murders in the first degree?
I think my reaction is just sort of sadness. I think it's just sadness. And I think generally we know that the truth that what is inside the womb of a mother is human life, it's a person. And we've generally won that argument over time, assisted by science. So that's the reality. At the same time, I'm just sick to my stomach that we've come to this point, 53 million abortions after Roe v. Wade. We're at this point. And finally, some people are starting to ask the question, well, if you can... you can cut an unborn child's head off in the womb or cut a spinal cord in the womb, why can't you do it a foot outside the womb with the same child? It's a sad, sick world, and it's a sad day. There is some justice there, but it's small justice compared to a Holocaust of 53 million.
Do you have hopes that the trial, as belatedly covered as it was, and especially that the verdict, might at least serve to teach people what's been going on for the last 40 years?
I think there's some indication that it will probably help in the late-term abortion arena, but I think that our increasingly secularized, and that means a culture that is devoid and divorced from its Christian roots and culture, and therefore doesn't know who God is really going to be incapable of any kind of sensical answer on the overall abortion question, although we continue to make progress, there's no doubt about it.
We look at the crimes of a Kermit Gosnell, and obviously even those who support what he did for a living, so to speak, are horrified by the details of how he plied his trade. And it's, I agree with you, horrendous to think about. That makes this next question probably even more important. Is there forgiveness, is there mercy in Jesus Christ for even the likes of a Kermit Gosnell?
Yes, indeed. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The sins of the world were paid for by Jesus. The reception of that forgiveness depends merely upon its reception, belief in that forgiveness, which is a consequence of repentance, sorrow over sin. So, yes, there is no sin excluded, not a Peter who denies Jesus, not a Judas who rejected that forgiveness and killed himself. Nobody is outside nobody is outside the reach of God's grace. It merely is to be believed.
What do you say to someone who says, Pastor Harrison, that sounds great in theory, but think about what the man did. Think about the evil. Think about the callous conscience at heart that it must have taken for such a man to do these things. How would you respond to that?
I would respond that that is absolutely true. And there's a distinction here. A person, whether, and no Christian could commit these kind of actions, so we're talking about the possibility of a man repenting, being generally sorrowful for his life, committing murder, and trusting in the merits of Christ. I pray that happens for everybody who, everybody in the world, no matter who they are. That's the right-hand kingdom, the kingdom of the gospel. And the left-hand kingdom, the kingdom of the state, he needs to be punished to the full severity of the law, and I hope he gets the death penalty. And if he were, by chance, to become a Christian, we're just speaking hypothetically here, by believing the gospel and having a changed heart and becoming a different man, then it would be his vocational duty to go to the death penalty, to bear witness to what happens to scoundrels who act this way.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Matt, thank you for giving us the time that you did. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. The Lord be with you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss the Tower of Babel. Dr. Joel Heck of Concordia University, Texas, will be our guest. Well, I have to agree that I look at the life of what it must have taken day after day to go into that stinking clinic and do what he did. And do it, as far as we can tell, with very little remorse and very little concern. Who knows? There may be remorse there. There's no way to read the man's heart. But then I got to look at my own heart. I got to say, given the right circumstances, wouldn't that be me? Don't I, in my own way, with my own thoughts, my words, my deeds, things that you guys don't know about or read in the papers every day, things that don't get me arrested and put on trial, don't I, don't you do the same thing from the same black, calloused, hardened, sinful heart? Yes. So if there is mercy for me, there must be mercy for the likes of Kermit Gosnell. If there is forgiveness, if there is blood shed for me, then there must be blood shed for the likes of Kermit Gosnell. If there is an answer, a penalty paid for my sin that you guys don't read about in the papers that doesn't get me arrested or sent off to prison, then there must be blood shed and the penalty paid at the cross by Jesus Christ for the crimes of Kermit Gosnell. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you wondered what classical Lutheran education is all about? Are you a Lutheran homeschooler? Would you like to learn more about teaching students the essentials of biblical interpretation, law and gospel, or worldviews from a Lutheran perspective? Come join the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education July 16th through the 18th at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. For more information, visit ccle.org. That's ccle.org.
Issues, etc. What does this mean? We want to hear from you. Why do you listen? How has it helped you? What are your favorite topics? Who are your favorite guests? And what makes Issues, etc. unique? Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. Issues Etc. What does this mean? 618-223-8382.